to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It was the Academy Award-winning actor Charlton Heston. He died in 2008 after a very long career in show business. Everyone's heard about Charlton Heston. He played in 100 movies over 60 years. Some years ago, he was a guest on the American TV show The Merv Griffin Show. This was at the peak of his career. He gained much notoriety over two of the mega movies. Do you remember this? The Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur. And during the interview, Merv Griffin said, "Has your spiritual outlook changed any because of these two movies?" Charlton Heston thought for a moment and then said, "Well, Merv, you can't walk barefoot down Mount Sinai and be the same person you were when you went up." I thought that was a terrific answer. But not every TV interviewer that would ask a celebrity about his or her spiritual outlook. Has your spiritual outlook changed? That was the question. Intriguing. Has your spiritual outlook changed over the years? I'm not talking about your religious outlook, for that's a different topic altogether. I have a sense that many people today are very interested in spirituality in whatever form they may define it. The dictionary says that spirituality is the quality of being concerned with the human spirit or soul, as opposed to material or physical things. So the meaning has developed and expanded over time. That's for sure. But spirituality is something that's talked about a lot. It's quite often misunderstood. Many people think that spirituality and religion are the same thing. They bring their beliefs and prejudices about religion to discussions about spirituality. And though all religions emphasize spirituality as being part of faith, you can actually be spiritual without being religious. You don't have to be a member of an organized religion to be a spiritual person. I think it's got to do with having a sense of peace and purpose. It relates to the process of developing beliefs around the meaning of life. It's a big topic, and I think a lot of people are spiritually minded and choose not to attend church. Life's full of ups and downs, the good and the bad. Many people see spirituality as a great way to seek comfort and peace in their life. It can be a complex issue. Don't be afraid to talk about it, actually. Listening to other people's experience might help you. It was the Dalai Lama who once joked that while the West was busy exploring outer space, he said the East was busy exploring inner space. I like that too. But if you did a street survey asking people, what is spirituality? I think you'd get a lot of different answers. But as a committed Christian, I believe Christianity has all that you need to find a truly spiritual life. This Christian tradition begins with God, not myself. Psychologically, however, it begins with us in the sense at some point we have our own sense of loneliness or limitations, our delusion. So there's a longing for something more. Consciously or unconsciously, we're searching for God. But the good news from the Bible is that God is in search of us. From the very beginning, if you read from the Old Testament, the story of Adam and Eve, God, he looks for them. In the parable of the lost sheep that Jesus talks about, the shepherd, this was the image of God, going out, searching for that one sheep that had strayed. And it appears in the scene where Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter his house and dine with him, he with me." That's from Revelation 3, verse 20. So the door is the symbol of the human heart. It's Christ who comes knocking and calling to us. It is true that God will never force his way into our lives. We've got to open the door and invite him. If we make that choice, the Bible says that Jesus will come and share with us. So this is about spirituality. Open your Bible today. Let the word sink into your mind and heart. Ask Jesus to be your friend and Saviour. Heavenly Father, thank you that it is true. Spirituality is an important topic. Help me to find the real explanation as I turn to you today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.